This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Roger Stone is going to talk about a key question I have in a moment. He's taking over. He's going to get the chair right here. Ahead of the war room, he's also going to co-host coming up. But we were ranting about Whole Foods during the break, and he's like, man, you're really pissed at Bezos. And I'm like, man, the stuff he did to publishers, the stuff he's done to us, how he gets all these government contracts, $1.48 on every product he ships, nobody else gets that, how he oppresses everybody, and then how he's got the Washington Post writing a whole bunch of articles saying, I'm a con artist because I sell supplements when he's the biggest supplement seller in the world. He knows they're great. And then he's adulterating them according to his own employees and lowering the quality. And then you go, oh, yeah, let me tell you, just because you didn't even go in there and you saw what olive leaf extract go from $25-$30 as it should be to $70-something, knowing people need it during the cold season, and then realizing, wait, Alex has got it concentrated at a third the price. Again, that's what I mean. He gives you adulterated crap for whatever the price. And then I guess we are dumb because the public wants to get effed. Well, I won't be like that, man, and I'm sick of Bezos. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was going to the airport on my way to Austin. I've still got this residual cough, which is the hangover from the flu. I beat the flu with Immune Wall and the silver bullet. But I knew I needed some olive leaf tincture. You know, it's an oil.
But the Roman soldiers, is their secret.
$75? I'm not paying $75. I put it back and I headed for the airport.
And again, you said what it used to be just a few years ago. It was $20-$30
there. Right. So, because I knew it's in Immune Wall, and I knew it's the proper dosage, so I figured I'd just wait till I got to Austin and get some, which I did. The guy's a ripoff artist. It's outrageous, and the quality is just not there. Using filler, and the stuff is
mostly. Let's be clear. Outrageous. He uses his computers to know when there's a run on something. That's what the employee said. We're always out relabeling prices. We don't know why. You don't know why? When he sees a run on something, he jacks up the price. When we see a run, we lower the price. So you get it and love us and keep ordering it. Plus, it's the right thing to do. You need stuff like this at a low price. So I'm ranting, but it's just I just don't get the Satanism.
Well, it's also why in the AT&T Time Warner merger, I don't want them to spin off CNN because I don't want Bezos to buy it. I don't want Soros to buy it. I'd like to see them reform it from the inside. It's not making money. It's not getting ratings. This isn't ideologically driven. The new owners might want to make up profit on their cable news network.
They used to make money when Tucker Carlson and Pat Buchanan were on there, like when they used to be 80% globalist, 20%. Don't they get you at least want to debate?
They don't want
to. Why do you think Tucker has people on he disagrees with?
Well, and he destroys them. If you saw that footage of him with the surfer dude, congressman from California, Eric Swalwell, he destroyed him.
Well, when he accuses him of being a Soviet agent, and the Soviet Union doesn't even exist anymore?
Yeah, he was sputtering. But it just reminds people, don't Swalwell that. It's covered with Schiff.
You know, you may do one more segment, or how about when I come back, you just address it, because I understand the Russiagate thing's important because they made it the whole world. As you said almost 2 years ago when they started it, you said, it doesn't matter, it's not real. They're going to continue to hype it till it's the only issue out there. And it doesn't matter if it's disproven because now they've sucked you in to their argument. And so I think about the amount of time we've spent on this instead of free market, taking care of our veterans, exposing radical Islam, exposing all the high-tech spying, exposing, you know, the fluoride in the water, all the things I didn't cover because I defend. It's like if, you know, Congressman Schiff says that, you know, I'm hiding a zoo full of monkeys up my ass. I shouldn't have to. I'm sorry for that, but that's just what it feels like. That's what he feels like as a monkey, actually. You know, it's like it's ridiculous. I used to tell you 2 years ago, stop getting mad. You know, it's bull until they did it to me. And it's like, they know it's a lie, and they know they're the globalist traitors. So now I know why you're pissed. So when we come back, let's talk about that. Speaking of Carlson, I'm going to play this powerful clip where he said, how much will you have to be paid to watch CNN? So that's coming up. I'm going to get Roger Stone's take on that. And as they know, with this flu, when you get rid of it, it has this cough for 2 weeks. So that's what we're enjoying here. But he'll be moved over here soon with a cough button right here. We'll be right back. And thank you, Lord Bezos, for oxygen. Oh, your eyes point different directions.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I heard the radio walk, I was driving.
We don't mean to be on a Whole Foods jag now that Bezos has taken over a year and a half ago, but you were talking about a liver cleanse releasing the toxins, a real liver cleanse. You've done ours. What it does to you versus a fake liver cleanse. And then we'll get into the big Russia question I was going to get to. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, when you do a real liver cleanse using milk thistle and other quality products, you're going to be angry. You're going to remember things you were mad about 5 years ago that you should have just unloaded. It's a temporary thing. It's like a cleansing. You got to review these things and then it's done. Here's what I noticed. I bought a liver cleanse product from Whole Foods 6 months ago, cause I've been on the road. I was eating too much. I was drinking too much and I didn't get angry at all. In fact, I didn't feel anything whatsoever, leading me to believe that most of what I was taking was just filler, was nonsense. You take our Icurin, I guess you call it, which I've now done once.
We have Icurin. We also have the liquid.
I mean, you will be an a-hole that afternoon, but by nighttime, you'll feel great. That's how you know it's working.
And your urine will be dark brown because it's actually sucking stuff out.
Yeah, no, look, it's a total cleansing. But even in Chinese medicine, the liver is the harborer of all negative emotions. And it just brings up to the surface psychologically as well as physically.
Well, your brain's connected to your gut. They've now proven that that was actually scientifically based because when those toxins get brought back out, not through your whole body, but being excreted through the kidneys and liver, a lot of it was held there, which is just helping flushing it out of the body. Your body, just like a bad smell brings back a memory, your brain goes, ooh, I remember when I had that, because it can tell the chemicals, you know, it'll subconsciously way more than our conscious mind is. It remembers all those insults. It's like, yeah, I remember the day Roger drank that half bottle of vodka.
Yeah,
with Alex on election night.
And the champagne.
Yeah. Hey, getting serious, I said I would play this clip, so let's go to it. This is Tucker Carlson, just one of his genius minute-and-a-half deals. Where I knew this, I pointed this out, and I've talked about it, but I should make a bigger deal out of it. CNN pays hundreds of thousands of dollars, and for the TVs, hundreds of TVs per major airport to, again, make you look like their real news, and just like the sun comes out in the morning, it's a big CNN over your head like the Truman Show. So let's play this clip as that House of Cards continues its downward spiral.
Well, if you've ever been to an American airport, you may have noticed something. Everyone's watching CNN. They don't have a choice. Well, that may have made sense 20 years ago when CNN had a centrist reputation, but these days the channel has strayed so far to the left and is constantly promoting wacky Russia-related conspiracy theories, along with strange spiritual advice from resident philosopher poet Chris Cuomo. You got to wonder what's going on. Airports feel like a lesser version of hell with dirty seats, overpriced food, and propaganda posing as news on CNN. So why is this network, this channel, in every airport in America? We decided to find out. And in a surprisingly large number of cases, the reason is that CNN is literally paying to have you watch them. CNN has a special package called CNN Airport. It combines news, sports, and travel. In at least 60 airports, CNN has signed agreements to show the channel. In Miami, for example, CNN Airport pays the airport authority a minimum of $150,000 a year. In Minneapolis, the airport authorities there told us, quote, CNN covers the costs related to the TVs and infrastructure and pays us for the opportunity to be in our facility, which raises the question, how much would you have to be paid to watch CNN?
Roger, that's a great question. How much would you have to be paid to be on CNN?
Well, it's interesting. When I was in Britain, The Guardian wrote that Stone has been banned on CNN. In fact, I was banned on both CNN and MSNBC, and I have appeared on both of them since the ban. So, quite obviously, when you make news, they are forced to cover you. On the other hand, you couldn't pay me enough to have to associate with Anna Navarro. Ugh.
And it goes on and on, like we need them. It's the Streisand effect, trying to suppress you, myself, and others. It only opened this up to even more intellectual audiences. Let me tell you, they try to ban you, the big thinkers. If they weren't already paying attention, they really start paying attention.
Yeah, no, there's no question. If as soon as I was banned for life on Twitter, the number of people going to the Stone Cold Truth website, number of people reading my stuff on the InfoWars site quadrupled almost overnight. They'll find you. It's the free market. They'll find you. If you're not at Twitter, they'll go find you someplace else.
Which shows we gave them all the value, like Drudge has always said. So the problem is Google's argued, the Federal Elections Commission and others, they want Gab. That's just libertarian. They're gay people, communists, conservatives, they're all on there. They want that banned from Google because it's competition. It's not about liberal or conservative. They're a bunch of jerks.
Look, I have promised a lawsuit on this, and believe me, it's coming. I was conferring with our friend Milo recently. He's going to join me in this lawsuit. But we're not going to hit them where they expect us to come. We're not stupid. But this is coming, folks, and it's going to be bloody.
Politically. All right, let's get to my big question. I'm going to punch out of here and let you take over. I know this, and you even said this, and others said this. It doesn't matter if the Russiagate thing isn't true. Obviously, it's insane. I was saying, are you Martian agents? And, you know, well, how do you prove a negative? You know, do you rape your wife? Well, she doesn't say I do. I mean, it's just made-up crap. Like, do I have PCP in my pants pockets? Well, no, I don't. Well, you know, how do you prove you don't? You'll show us. Well, no, I'm not going to get up and show you there's not PCP, or how do I not kidnap kids, you know, in you know, my office. The point is, if I'm flying around with Jerry Epstein and say I'm a pedophile and say I like kids, well, then you can accuse me of that because, you know, I'm into it, but I'm not. The Russia thing, it's all been disproven. It goes on and on. They've been caught in all these crimes. The system's scared to go after them with all their Russian collusion, all their payoffs to, you know, or to his wife, who got hired for the job, $2 million, on and on and on. So aren't we, by even responding and getting into the whole soap opera, still letting them control the narrative because we're in their narrative, in their world? I mean, if they came out and all said we're raping baby dragons, you know, in their peak patooties, you know, every night, do we, like, go out and have whole shows when they accuse us of, well, we saw Stone in the Woods with a pink dragon, and we saw Alex with one on top of the house, and, like, where's the proof? You know, we're not having sex with pink dragons, so, or we're not robbing banks. There's, like, well, Roger Stone keeps robbing banks. Well, there's no proof of robbing banks. There's not even banks being robbed, you know. So the point is, it's like at a certain point, we have to disengage and make it where we set the parameter of the globalists are corrupt, Hillary's a fraud, we're going to retake America, we're on the march, lock her up. You know, we need to get back on the offensive with our own narratives that are reality-based.
I actually think that is happening. Well, what you're looking for is consistency among the voters, and there isn't any. So the Democrats and the liberals, first of all, they have no positive message whatsoever. They got nothing to sell. They're not for anything other than the status quo and the continued downward spiral of America. So their polls are showing that there's still a majority of Americans, despite all the evidence to the contrary, who believe that the Russians colluded to elect Donald Trump. However, the same polls, the same polls now show a majority of Americans believe that the Obama administration was illegally spying on Donald Trump. So we're winning this fight. They're happening at the same time, but we're winning this fight. So you have to do two things at once. You have to push back against their phony narrative, and you need to lay out the facts. But what we really need more than anything else is a Justice Department committed to the rule of law. We're exposing the bad guys. It's absolutely clear. Uranium One is the largest treasonous crime in American history. Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, these men should be in prison. Jeff Sessions, wherever you are, wake the F up.
That's my next question. What are the big narratives? We should, like, rebuilding jobs, the family. Not like, I know it's radical, but Valentine's Day is about men and women loving each other. It's okay for men to be men. Ooh, I'm so radical. No, they're radical telling us that we shouldn't even say that. They're the cult.
Look, the good news is that people respond to actual results. 2 million new jobs have been created by this president. This economy is really beginning to cook, and his tax cuts even had a chance to reach critical mass yet to get the traction.
And it's already started. That's why they're deliberately raising interest rates, trying to kill it.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, how obvious is that? If they're successful in spiking the economy, when you come back, and you got a lot on your plate, but when you come back and you're hosting, if they successfully derail the economy, how do they get away from that narrative? When we play all the clips of them trying to dynamite us going over the bridge, and they're like Wile E. Coyote, and they actually blow up the Roadrunner, what happens to Wile E. Coyote? It's like this blows up and a rock goes. I mean, what happens?
Get to it on the other side.
All right.
They're on the wrong side of history. They're losing. That's why they're so nasty.
That's right. Newswars.com. Newswars.com. They extinguished themselves with their own political evil.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live with Roger Stone. I was going to be pulling out here and having him take over, and he will be taking over, but through this hour, the end of the Alex Jones show, into the next with the War Room, I'll be hosting. Roger will be here, of course, and Owen Schroyer. We had an NSA shooting with three people shot earlier today. We were watching that. They said it didn't look like it was terror-related. We'll have more of that in a minute. It does not appear to be terrorism, but Moto remains a mystery. But I saw this about 30 minutes ago, and it said several shot. And I hoped it was just drug-related or something. I hope nobody was hurt. But report of active shooter at Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Miami. Authorities investigating an incident, and they're saying that it says 20 to 50 people might be injured. U.S. Coast Guard and Palm Beach County are sending helicopters to help. A number of people could be seen loaded into ambulances on a stretcher. Let's roll a few minutes of Fox News coverage of this right now.
20 to 50 people injured. Again, our local station, 7 News, Fox for South Florida, is covering it live. Let's listen.
It was a normal fire drill like that. Normally, we need one every month, and we were just assuming it was that one. But then a second drill went off in my pot, and we just all assumed that it was a normal drill. But as we're walking out, we start hearing, like, pop shots, and no one seemed to be worried at point. People thought that it was just another, like, intense drill.
They told us about a drill before where they were going to be shooting blanks. So we heard the shots, like, hey, it's just that drill. But then, you know, it's not.
How did you get out of the school safely?
They took the back route across.
They're saying 20 to 50 people may have been injured. I mean, these are victim disarmament zones. It's like the media advertises, this is where you go, where no one's armed to shoot you. And then it's almost always some crazy leftist or weird Islamicist that's done it. And the left keeps saying, if you expose us on the memo, there'll be big massacres blamed on you. They're basically blaming Oklahoma cities. It's too early to tell, but they covered up the Islamic connections to Vegas and other events. Roger, what I mean, just first looks at this, you're from Florida right now. You live there.
This is my home county. I actually have relatives who live in Parkland. I just got a text from my wife that fortunately nobody we know, no one in our family is involved in this incident. The Broward County Sheriff's Office, an incredibly able group of people, crimes down in every category in my home county under the BSO. They are on the scenes. We're waiting for more information, but this will be hyped tomorrow. Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and Anna Navarro will be using this yet again as an excuse to take away our firearms. It's a shame that the left constantly seeks to benefit from tragedy.
And if there is any Islamic connection, you can bet your bottom dollar that there'll be no coverage of it, just like San Bernardino. Fort Hood, they said for, 5 years it was not an Islamic attack. And he pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. He did it. He shot 14 people, killed 14 people, shot more than that. So Stoneman Douglas High School, right now we're watching all of this unfold, and they're saying it could still be an active shooter, but I don't think they know right now.
Alex, we're praying for the families. I mean, it's got to be a horrific thing to send your kids to school and then turn on the TV and see this kind of thing. But mark my words, you're absolutely right. If there's an Islamic connection, we won't ever learn about it. They'll just cover it up. And they'll be using this tomorrow to beat the drums to end our Second Amendment rights.
There we have the images of children being marched out. We put that on screen. Children being marched out with their hands up, showing that the police still don't know then. You know, we can just punch that up if you like. We still don't know who supposedly did this. So let's go back to more of this coverage.
You are to the school campus at this point.
I'm about less than a half a mile from the actual school, but let me just show you how much police presence is here. If we can go back here, Scott, yeah. I'm showing them how much police presence. We've got Fort Lauderdale, Coral Springs, Broward Sheriff's deputies in the corner over there. Yeah. We've got parents. You can see parents arriving here trying to figure out exactly where their child is. But deputies and police officers have been arriving. We just saw the command post, the SWAT team command post, just drive through here and set up a spot closer to the school. So we are on exactly Coral Ridge Drive here, and Holmberg is
Columbine, I don't like the mindset of waiting to see who the shooter is, and you know, waiting outside and then going in and then have everybody march out with their hands up. You know, I mean, the old days, when they had a tower shooter, you just storm in there and kill them.
And we still don't know what happened in Las Vegas. I mean, it's only, frankly, through the incredible investigative reporting of Laura Loomer that we found out about all these discrepancies in the coroner's report. Oh, the shooter was 6'4". Oh, no, well, he wasn't. He was...
But now there's multiple shooters, and there's women in the hotel we first broke, and we told the hostage rescue team that, he was had ISIS connections, which have now come out.
And the room service bill showed that two people were dining in the room. So who's the second person? Again.
No, it's a prostitute who said that he was under MK Ultra mind control. And notice they now say they don't know what happened. We were all conspiracy theorists for questioning it, for talking about it, for going over it. But now, Roger, it's all out in the open.
We're not conspiracy theorists. We're conspiracy realists. We go where the facts lead us. That's all.
Let's go back to Fox 7 in Miami and hear more of what witnesses are saying right now.
A girl from his class was shot.
And where were you when this all happened?
In my classroom. I was really nearby the exit.
And you're hearing this happen in the freshman building is what we're hearing.
Yeah.
And what are your friends saying? Are they still inside of the school?
No, all my friends were able to evacuate.
Now, as a parent, this has got to be the most frightening thing.
It's very frightening. I was coming here to pick her up, and I still have my son that is on West Clay Middle School.
Is he still there? He's still on lockdown.
Yeah, I tried to call him, and then the teacher got the phone, and then he said that everything's okay, but they're still locked up for till they feel that it's safe to go out. So I still have a son over there on the middle school.
As a parent, as a father, it's hit.
No, you never think that it's gonna happen to you. You know, the things that you see on the movies, and all of a sudden you see on the middle of everything, and then it's very sad. It's very sad because, you know, you still don't know what's going on inside there. And I'm happy because my daughter is here, my son is okay, but I'm very, you know, upset. For the parents.
All right, we're going to continue to have live coverage of this tragedy. Pray for those that have been shot. We're saying 20 to 50 have been shot, so it shows they don't really know what's going on. Hopefully it's not a number of anybody that's been killed. But we'll follow that here at InfoWars for the next 30 minutes with Roger covering all the news he's got lined up into the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone coming up. So, again, we'll continue to analyze this in real time. But I got to tell you, the Democrats have been caught in false flags before. I'm not saying this is a false flag, but they've been talking about massacres and things if people don't leave them alone and release the memos. So if there are massacres and they keep threatening massacres, that makes them suspects when they've been threatening massacres, and who knows what mentally ill person they've wound up or what's happening or is this gang related. We don't know. The media will say that I said it's a false flag and the Democrats did it. I did not say that. We're simply questioning the long history that these folks have. Roger Stone takes over the next two segments, and then he'll move to the other studio and be hosting with Owen Schroyer with the War Room that kicks off 3 to 6 Central. This is InfoWars Live with yours truly, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. Ton of news we didn't cover today, but we covered a you-know-what ton. So, more up, straight ahead. Pray for those right now at the school, public school in Miami, Florida. Stay. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show here at Freedom Command Central. And we're going to break down for you the internal struggle over who will be President Donald Trump's next chief of staff. Now, you may remember when Reince Priebus, the former Republican national chairman, was Donald Trump's chief of staff, general chaos ensued. Anybody could stroll into the Oval Office without an appointment, without being on the presidential schedule, and just inadvertently drop paper for which there was no tracking system. Chaos ensued, and it was a process like this that gave you, for example, Rod Rosenstein as the deputy attorney general. Rosenstein was promoted for that job by Priebus. There was clearly no vetting to show that Rosenstein was a rat. That's why we're stuck with him. Then General John Kelly came in, pushed by Steve Bannon. The first thing that Kelly did was to purge Anthony Scaramucci, who enjoyed a warm personal relationship with the president and wasn't afraid to go out and take the president's critics on in public. Then, ironically, the next person that Kelly purged was his patron, Steve Bannon, the man who got Kelly to DHS and then got him into the White House chief of staff job. Bannon was gone. Now, it is abundantly clear that General Kelly knew about credible claims of spousal abuse by White House Cabinet Secretary Rob Porter. We know that the FBI gave their background report, which is required for security clearance, to the Chief of Staff Priebus in June, that Priebus passed the information on to his successor in July. And very clearly, Kelly knew about these allegations, but promoted Porter anyway. Why? It's very simple. You see, Mr. Porter was Mr. Kelly's, General Kelly's, candidate for Chief of Staff after Kelly moves on to be the Secretary of Defense. Yes, it is widely thought inside the Trump circle that General Pettis, currently the first military non-civilian Secretary of Defense in recent memory, will not fill out the entire term, and General Kelly aspires to that job. I can tell you as a longtime veteran of Trump world that you can't leave the job you're in now unless you have a candidate to you replace you. And Mr. Porter, a Bush Republican whose father, Roger Porter, is among the president's most vicious critics, a veteran anti-Trumper, was in line for the job until now. General Kelly is, to use a colloquial term, toast, and he knows it. And he's begun telling intimates that he's leaving. Meanwhile, a search goes on to find somebody who will take this soul-crushing job. This is an all-consuming job. And yes, Donald Trump is a tough taskmaster. He wants the best, and he wants it now. Now, as I reported on the show earlier, we know that he felt out his best friend Tom Barrack, the chairman of Colony Capital, a Los Angeles-based real estate opportunity fund, about taking this job, but that Barrack, who would have been excellent in terms of his managerial skills and his shrewd political judgments and his loyalty to Donald Trump personally, declined this high honor. Now, the president also has felt out his current cabinet officer, Mick Mulvaney, who is getting high marks inside the administration. But Mulvaney aspires to go back to his native Oklahoma to run for governor, and that leaves him out. Sean Hannity has advocated the appointment of one of the great Washington wise men, Wayne Berman. Now, although Berman has a long history of raising money for establishment Republican candidates like John McCain and George W. Bush and George H. W. Bush, Berman was a longtime lobbyist and advisor to Donald Trump, someone the president knows, likes, and trusts. Berman is also among the most capable and discreet individuals in Washington. This is Sean Hannity's candidate. Whether Berman is under consideration, we don't know. Also reportedly in the running is David Urban. David Urban is a former choir boy, Catholic NRA member, whose father was an iron worker from Western Pennsylvania. He is a veteran of some distinction, but more importantly, he ran a terrific campaign on the ground in Pennsylvania, a crucial state for Donald Trump. Early on, Urban desired to be Republican National Chairman, a job for which he was passed over, and now reportedly in line to be Ambassador of Saudi Arabia. Urban would also be an excellent and most capable choice, a man capable of enormous discretion, but super organized. And then there's the one candidate that disturbs me the most. That would be Goldman Sachs alum Gary Cohn. Now, Mr. Cohn, you may recall, was the Trump advisor who wanted the president to sign the Paris Climate Accords. He incredibly gave an interview to the New York Post that said that the president was flying to Europe to, quote, get smart, and that his views on the matter of global warming were, quote, evolving, close quote. At that time, Mr. Cohn aspired to be chairman of the Federal Reserve. That isn't going to happen in the wake of his performance. He is a great advocate of carbon credits, carbon tax credits, another lousy liberal idea that would benefit Goldman Sachs, but not the American people. He was unable to sell the president on that either. You can clearly see his fingerprints over the president's new infrastructure plan. It was written for, by, and with Goldman Sachs. The good news is that it's not going to pass in its current form. The president's instincts are exactly right. We need to rebuild our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our airports, our infrastructure. But we need better tools to do it. This plan, the Goldman Sachs plan, the Gary Cohn plan, is designed to allow Goldman Sachs to sell more municipal bonds and little else. So there you have it, an inside the Beltway breakdown on those who might be the president's next chief of staff. Reportedly, the president's son-in-law and his daughter are pushing Gary Cohn. How a liberal Democrat from Goldman Sachs got inside the building to begin with is hard to say. I want to remind you that everything we do here at InfoWars is listener and viewer sponsored through the InfoWars.com store. These are the very best all-natural products that you can get, and the prices today are slashed. My personal favorite, Brain Force Plus, which without which my triumphant tour of the United Kingdom last week would not have been possible. A stunning 25% off, mental clarity, mental energy. When you get to that dip in the afternoon, you think you're done for the day and you just don't know how you're going to take care of the next task at hand, you pop two of these babies, and let me tell you, it gives you a subtle lift, but it's not like a hammer in the head. It's very subtle, and you're not amped up. You can sleep that night and go back to your normal sleep pattern. This is a great product, folks. There are literally thousands of satisfied testimonials. I can't say enough about it. And when you go to the InfoWars store, you help pay for the extraordinary expansion we've got going on here at InfoWars. I saw and toured the new state-of-the-art studio. This is going to rock. And when you combine it with these incredibly expensive but very effective satellites that Alex Jones is bringing online, well, we're expanding the truths. We're expanding the First Amendment. So, folks, it's a 360 win, as Alex Jones would say. Help yourself. Help us. We are the tip of the spear, but we only win if you go to the store. Kick George Soros in the derriere now. Make America great by going to InfoWars store and pick some of these terrific products. Many thanks. I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
question analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Bernie Sanders, and I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and yes, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Well, it seems like Attorney General Jeff Sessions is attacking Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado because Gardner is holding up the judicial appointments of the administration because he objects to the fact that Jeff Sessions seeks to crack down on state legalized marijuana in complete opposite of the president's stated position in the presidential campaign. make no mistake about it, Donald Trump is not a fan of marijuana. On the other hand, he very clearly said, time and time again, that he realizes that millions of Americans are using it for medicinal purposes. He realizes that it is greatly superior to opioids, and he believes the people should decide, the states should decide. 29 states have legalized some form of legal marijuana. Only 9 states have legalized so-called recreational marijuana. Now, people say to me, well, Stone, what are you, some kind of pothead? Let me be pretty clear. My grandfather and my father both died of cancer. They both had to go through both radiation and chemotherapy. I saw them waste away to nothing. I saw the horrific pain they were trying to deal with. And I saw how the opioids that the doctors gave them, in the case of my grandfather, an early generation of it, robbed them of any quality of life in their twilight years. And then one of my cousins, who is active on Instagram, recommended to me, well, why don't you get your grandfather some marijuana, which I did. And I saw his appetite return. I saw him put on weight. And it seemed to me that he was able to manage his exit from this world, his departure from this mortal coil, with some dignity. That's why I think this is an important fight. I don't know what's wrong with Jeff Sessions, but the president said he's for medicinal marijuana. He told me this personally in a telephone call several months ago, and this policy is completely inconsistent with what the president says he's for. It will also politically be a disaster. In key swing states, many of them have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. I think many libertarian voters voted for Donald Trump because they were reassured by his position that he would protect the access of millions of Americans who have come to rely on cannabis for medicine. No, it's Jeff Sessions who's out of step. And a kudos for a great senator, Cory Gardner, standing up for principle, standing up for President Donald Trump's position on cannabis. We also have exciting news because I have long thought that former CIA Director John Brennan is the chief strategist, the quarterback, the diabolical evil genius behind the entire phony Russian collusion narrative. I figured this out back during the campaign. It was October when I saw a New York Post story in which Brennan was predicting that the Russians would attempt to interfere with the election of Donald and help to assist in the election of Donald Trump. Mr. Brennan spoke a little too soon, and he exposed himself. Now, courageous House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes is focused like a laser beam on the question of whether Mr. Brennan has lied under oath about his knowledge of the so-called dirty dossier. This is the dossier created first by at the behest of a Republican hedge fund manager who was supporting Marco Rubio. But then this hot potato, this turd, got passed on to Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, and then ultimately was passed on to the FBI by none other than John McCain. By the way, Senator, did you know it was a fabrication when you passed it on? And it has been the centerpiece, as we know, the rationale that they used legally to get warrants on Donald Trump and his associates. Now, it seems odd that Adam Schiff, you know, Schiff for brains, and his sidekick, Eric Pretty Boy Swalwell, keep insisting that there was additional information that warranted these warrants and the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. I'd like to see their memo. I'm anxious to see their counter memo. pretty clear to me that they loaded it up with sensitive and classified information in a extraordinary game of chicken where they don't want, pardon me, they don't want us to know the facts. So they put some some classified information in there, trying to goad the president into blocking it so they can say, ah, you see, we're hiding this. Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
I apologize. I've just got to take a little run here, so I'm just getting my wallet keys. I forgot those.
All right. Thank you, Alex Jones. Now, this is an extended game of chicken that's going on. I want them to release the Democrats' phony memo because members of Congress that I know who have seen it tell me it is ridiculous, that it's tortured. And more important, it doesn't produce any additional information that proves Russian collusion. Incredibly, I watched Eric Swalwell day before yesterday with Tucker Carlson. When Tucker kept saying, where is your evidence? You've had a year and a half of this and you've produced nothing. And Swalwell said, well, if they just let us question witnesses. I was in front of the committee for 4 hours straight. I answered every question they have. They have had unfettered access to any witness they want who's of any significance whatsoever. They're empty-handed, folks. They have nothing. And now the noose is tightening around John Brennan, the quarterback of this entire evil scheme. Side note, you may remember General James Clapper. He's another one of the ringleaders in this phony Russian collusion delusion. He's the guy who testified under oath in front of the Senate that, oh no, America doesn't have any metadata collection program. We're not collecting information on the American people. That is until Edward Snowden released materials that proved that Clapper was what I would call a stone-cold liar. So now you may ask, where is Clapper? Is he in federal prison? Is he in, where is he? Well, I'll tell you where he is. He's teaching ethics at Vermont College. Extraordinary. So in other words, when you point to a situation like this, when I was interviewed by the BBC, they asked me why I don't believe the intelligence community. When I cited this example, well, they edited that out of my BBC interview. How convenient. Once again, folks, if you like our expanded coverage here at InfoWars, if you're liking the real news with David Knight, if you love what Owen Schroyer and I are doing at the War Room, if you like the way Alex Jones gets right to the point and brings you the very best news that the mainstream media won't cover, remember that none of it is at all possible without your loyal support at the InfoWars store. We don't have any corporate sponsors telling us what we can cover and what we can't. We don't have any conservative fat cats. There is no George Soros or Jeff Bezos standing in the wings supplementing the work that we do here. We can only count on you. And Alex Jones has really gone the extra mile to provide some of the greatest all-natural products on the market. They're greatly superior to what you can get at Whole Foods. I know. I've used both. And if you were watching the show earlier, you've heard my firsthand testimonial of my reliance on BrainForce Plus, on Immune Wall, on Silver Bullet. So do yourself a favor. Help us expand the revolution. We are the tip of the spear. We will fight for you, but you need to have our back. And you can have our back by going to the InfoWars store now. God bless you. God bless America. Let's make America great again.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need
need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.